Welcome to the Hidden History Podcast with me, Paul Christian.
I have visited a number of sacred springs and wells up and down the length and breadth of England. These ancient water sources all hold fascinating myths and legends about their origin, their usage, or the apparent properties of the waters they carry forth. Some of these springs and wells have stories connecting them to the earliest human civilization. Some are attested to be sites of miraculous incidents, and others are alleged to hold fabulous treasures. I featured some of these in videos before, including the Chalice Well and connected Red Spring of Glastonbury and the neighbouring White Spring, which have been in use since the Neolithic. The Chalice Well is also alleged to be the hiding place of the Holy Grail. This location is also associated with the mystical underworld in Celtic mythology, but there is also another sacred well in Glastonbury that is associated with miracles. St Joseph's Well and Crypt in the grounds of Glastonbury Abbey is fed by a spring in the natural rock. In medieval times it was enclosed within a well house and approached by a stairway, the lowest step still visible beneath the modern iron stairs. The Norman round-headed arch over the well recess is probably a reused window from the Lady Chapel east wall, which was removed in the 13th century. The cult of St Joseph of Arimathea was very important at Glastonbury, and the crypt became a popular destination for pilgrims. Miracles and cures were recorded at the well into the early 16th century, when victims of lameness and the plague and childhood diseases were brought back to health. I've also made a video on Aquae Sulis, the Roman name for the ancient city of Bath, where the compound Romano-British goddess Sulis Minerva was worshipped in ritual bathing ceremonies. The site in Bath, just like the Chalice Well and surrounding area in Glastonbury, have moved from places of Celtic pagan devotion to Christian worship or mythology. This is evidenced by the fact that Bath Abbey sits almost directly atop the ancient Roman Bath complex. Links to my Glastonbury and Bath videos are in the description below. Another example of a pagan well and spring being syncretised into Christian legend is in the beautiful spa town of Buxton in Derbyshire at the other end of the country. The naturally warm waters have been viewed as sacred since the Roman occupation. At that point, the settlement around the spring was known as Aquae Arnamitiae, which means waters of Arnamitia. Arnamitiae was a Romano-British goddess of sacred groves, with the name Arnamitia deriving from the Celtic for beside the sacred grove, so it was more of a description than a name as such. By the 1520s, the sacred spring was dedicated to St Anne, the mother of the Virgin Mary, and was being associated with healing. A 16th century Act of Parliament ruled that a free supply of the spring water must be provided for the town's residents. I have availed myself of this free water, drinking directly from a lion-headed spout. And the water is readily available in almost every supermarket in the UK under the Buxton brand, which began bottling and selling it in the 19th century. The bottles reveal that the water is high in calcium and magnesium, and that it is mineralised on its journey up through a mile of British rock. The philosopher Thomas Hobbes wrote about the site in his De Mirabilis Pecci, being the wonders of the peak in Derbyshire of 1636. He wrote, "The sun burnt clouds but glimmer to the fight, when at famed Buxton's hot bath we alight. Unto St Anne the fountain sacred is, with waters hot and cold its sources rise, and its sulphur veins there's medicine lies. This cures the palsied members of the old, and cherishes the nerves grown stiff and cold." In the 1970s, a hoard of 232 Roman coins was found in the main spring, spanning 300 years of the Roman occupation of Britain. These probable votive offerings are likely to have been thrown into the water to curry favour with the goddess. The tradition of throwing coins into so-called wishing wells for good luck persists to this day. But not all sacred wells and springs are so revered or maintained today. One such site, at St Albans in the southeast of England, is hidden away in a modern housing estate. The story of the site has a gruesome legend and a fanciful link with the mythical King Arthur. The well is intrinsically linked with the man for whom the city is named, St Alban. The chroniclers Gildas and Beda wrote about Alban's martyrdom under the Roman ruler Diocletian, although later writers claimed others may have had the dubious honour. The story of Alban's conversion to Christianity involves his sheltering of a fugitive priest, who was later called St Amphibalus. St Amphibalus taught Alban the tenets of the faith and baptised him. Alban provided clothing to the runaway priest and helped him to escape, with Alban taking the rap instead. Alban was taken to be executed up what is now Holywell Hill in St Albans. There are a couple of legends around the execution itself and its genesis of the sacred spring. One states that Alban was desperate for a drink, so fell to his knees and prayed. Then a spring appeared to quench his thirst. Another tale states that after being taken to the old city of Verulam, the former name of St Albans, he snubbed a pagan sacrifice and was executed. His severed head rolled down the hill, and from close to the site of the current cathedral and abbey church to the bottom of the hill. At the spot where Alban's rolling head came to a final stop, a spring gushed forth. It is likely that the spring actually had a pre-Christian pagan usage, but the stories have stuck and pilgrims would venture to the location. St Alban was also adopted at the abbey and a shrine was installed. But the spring was also part of Arthurian legend, with Uther Pendragon, father of the mythical King Arthur, said to have had his combat injuries healed by the supposedly sacred waters. In the reign of Richard II, the chronicler John Brompton claimed that Pendragon had been saved after the battle with Saxons. He wrote, "Uther Pendragon, a British prince, had fought the Saxons in a great battle at this place and received a dangerous wound, and lay a long time confined to his bed, and that he was cured at length by resorting to a well or spring not far distant from the city. At that time salubrious, and for that reason and for the cures thereby performed, esteemed holy, and blessed in a peculiar manner with the flavour of heaven." And the Benedictine nuns of a nearby nunnery were said to have revered the water, dipping bread into the well, lending it the name Sopwell. This comes from the Old English word sopion, which means dipping bread in liquid. The word has an even older root, which alludes to the sop used by the legendary Aeneas in Greek mythology to appease the devil dog guardian of Hades, Cerberus. The grounds on which Sopwell Nunnery existed are today occupied by the ruin of a great Tudor-era house, which replaced the former religious site after Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries. And the well itself was long abandoned and thought lost, although the name of Holywell Hill kept its ghost alive. But it was preserved thanks to the work of local campaigners as development threatened its existence in the 1980s. Thankfully, the developer was sympathetic to its storied history and restored it. It now stands in a small but largely unknown walled garden. The well was repaired by brickwork and fitted with a protective grill. And the water table can still sometimes be seen, especially after heavy rain adding to the water from the River Vyr. It is not just Britain or Europe where wells are considered to be sacred and mystical gateways to the realm of the gods. I have also explored the cenotes in Mexico, which were believed by the Maya to be the route to the underworld and the home of the water deity Chac. Sacrifices are believed to have taken place at these sinkholes, surrounded by dense jungle, and human remains have been discovered beneath the crystal clear waters. There is a video on the cenote's mythological and spiritual significance in the description. My book, The Little Book of Mermaids, looks further at the religious and folkloric significance of water and the alleged creatures that dwelt within it. And the Anglo-Saxons, prior to their conversion to Christianity, also held wells to be places of mystery and divinity. A poem, written down in the 14th century, but consisting entirely of Old English words, read, "At a spring well under a thorn, there was boat of bale, a little here a fawn. There beside stand a maid, full of love y bound. Ho so wall seek true love, yin her hit shall be found." This approximately translates to, "At the source of a spring under a hawthorn tree, there was a cure for sorrow a little while ago. Beside them stands a maid full of love, held fast by love. Whoever wants to seek for true love will find it in her." I have to say I much prefer the original version. So to sum up, water is, and obviously was, of essential importance to people now and in the past. But this relationship goes far beyond just a biological necessity. There is clearly something deeply ingrained in the human psyche about the places where water bursts forth from the ground. It can come as no surprise that our ancestors deified it and associated it with their gods. Even with my modern and fairly sceptical head on, there is tranquility and spiritual potency to these wonderful places. That's it for this video. Don't forget to like, share, and most importantly, subscribe. And thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Hidden History Podcast with me, Paul Christian. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and share